You know, because it's a lighter week in sports with the All-Star break, you know, sometimes these things, these topics take on a new life. And you have Jerry playing us from the Mike Francesa podcast, his scathing review of the Superman movie that has gotten everybody rattled. I mean, so much so, one of the nicest men I've ever met, Eric and Ron Konkama, he's, you know, delivers Newsday, and he's just like a great guy. Met him, he comes to all our events. And he was like apoplectic over this Francesa review. And then you got Fleegs in there going, hey, you know, everybody's getting on Crypto the Dog. Crypto the Dog was in the 1955 comics. So you got like the very well-versed superhero people that are defending the Superman movie. And then you got the people that are expecting Superman, Man of Steel, only thing that can get to him is kryptonite. He, you know, he's doing all the superpowers and beating everybody up. The people that expect that are not getting that in this movie, and we got a clash here.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, remember, we had EJ call in. He called the movie trash.
Yeah, EJ in Newark said the movie was trash, and we heard the side-by-side of Mike Francesa, who hated the movie, and then Stu Finer of Barstool Sports, who loved the movie. And Stu was listening this morning, as he always does, and he's a friend of the program, and he has called in to elaborate. Stu, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gio. Good morning, Boomer. I love you very much. I'm a little out of breath. I don't know if I'm coming in clear because I'm on the bike path every day for the last 25 days in a row from my house. I go to the yellow course and then I walk the bike path. So I'm on 5.2 right now. And can I explain about this movie? First of all, I love you guys. God bless you. You're the best in the world. And just keep being you because it's just invigorating. It's inspiring. And the world needs positivity like you bring every day. Which, to the point of this movie, Superman is one of the most beautiful, pure, A++ pieces of cinema I have ever seen in my life. Whether you're 3 years old or 104 years old, you're going to love this movie. Zero cursing, zero sexual innuendos. The movie is just absolutely, flat out, positively amazing. As good as Empire Strikes Back, as good as The Wrath of Khan, as good as Guardians of the Galaxy, it is a phenomenal, phenomenal movie. Anyone that wants to read into this flick, pick it apart, call it woke, call it off base, is cynical, has no heart, has no vision, and they have a miserable life. I literally am going to double and triple down on that because the acting is brilliant. The storyline is brilliant. It's unique. It's new. You leave the theater. I even said to my wife, I want to adopt children right now so I can bring 3, 4, 5-year-olds to this movie every day. I mean, I'm going to see it 3 times over the vacation because the next 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's the only vacation I have during the 365-day calendar year where I have to grind every day. But it is absolutely amazing. You feel hopeful. You have a smile on your face. You feel great. And I don't know how you could do anything but say this movie is an A++++.
See, now I want to see it.
Yeah, now I got to
see it. I don't want to adopt
I'll
the
pay
child.
For you. But listen, how about this? Come to my house. We'll golf the best page. I'll pay for you guys seeing the movie with me. You can bring 1,000 people. I'll lay out $100,000. I don't care. Then we go to Blackstone Deep, swim in the pool, and we hug it out saying, I love Superman. I love Superman. I love Superman.
Oh, that's great, Stu. That is awesome. Hey, how's the health going? I know that you're doing, you know, a push. You're up and down. You know, we always talk about this, me and you, the peaks and the valleys. So how you doing right now?
I've put down all my sugar since December 10th, 2024. God willing, forever. My marijuana, God willing, forever. December 10th, 2024. I'm not a drinker. So the carbs are very difficult, Gio. So, so difficult. Now, obviously, I'm using the carbs, you know, the bread, rice, pasta, to get through the daily struggles of life. Mm. I can't put him down. So I have to now go psycho exercise. So I'm probably going to have to walk 50 to 75 miles a week just to combat it, because my A1C is 10. Sugar's fasting is like 220. Dude. My cholesterol is like 200. So really bad. And I'm on all sorts of meds. I'm not on the shots or anything because I tried it like a year ago when I got sick. I was only on it for 9 days. And I don't, you know, the shot works for people. You know how it works, Gio? You get sick, you feel nauseous, and you can't eat. I would rather die if that's my plate in life.
Hey, Stu, why don't you ride bikes, man? Go out and ride a bike.
Okay, so I Boomer, I would love to ride a bike, but I have a pionidal cyst.
You got one of those. CeeLo had one of those.
So in ninth grade, when we used to ride from my house in Farmingdale to Montauk the entire summer, every summer with the kids when we were 11, 12, 13, and we go to like the swinging bridge campgrounds, and we go to all these campgrounds, I developed it. In ninth grade, when I went on a Greyhound bus to Colorado to visit my friend who moved, I had to sit on like this little tube, and it never went away. To this day, when I bang out sit-up seats, it still hurts me. It's never gone away. Wow. Ever, ever, ever. So I can't ride the bikes. But I love walking. I walk between a 12 to 15 mile pace, which is what I'm on right now. And I can bang out 5.5, 8.8, 10.8.
That's great, Stu. Well, listen, get back to it. We're really happy you called in. You were awesome today, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
And anyone that sees this movie and objectively gives my an objective opinion and doesn't like it, I'll refund their money. I'll give them their money back. Can I make one more point? I had a large popcorn and I had a large Diet Coke, and I banged both of them out before the movie started. I had to do a pee-pee and a poopy the entire movie. I held it in. I didn't go to the bathroom. When I left the movie, I forgot I had to pee and poop. And that's how great the movie was.
Thanks, Stu.
I mean, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Is he energy?
Yeah.
I mean, I worry about him. I know. But you know what? It really does make you want to see the movie now.
Oh, after that,
his
I mean.
His passion about
I've,
it? That's
I've never. I've never heard. He's a passionate guy to begin with. But, I mean, that is one of the bigger endorsements I've ever heard from him. The fact that he said he walked out of there and wanted to adopt a child. I mean, you gotta be in a multiple children. Yeah, adopt children. But now I feel like I gotta see it.